You're listening to a message brought to you by Christian Life Church Hereford. If you would like to find out more about us, go to www.clch.cc.
So as Andrew said, we started last week a series on the Lord's Prayer. And at the heart of this is that phrase that is in Luke, Lord, teach us to pray. And however much we already know, God has got more. The disciples had prayers, but they wanted more. And that was that. And straight away, Jesus was asked as Lord, teach us to pray. And he straight away moved it to Father. He straight away moved it to intimacy and to a response of someone that loves them. I was thinking when we were worshipping, we had the great privilege of going on holiday 5 weeks ago with our three children who are all grown up. And you, as you can tell, it fills my heart up. It fills my heart up because it's so special. And I was just thinking about how that is exactly how God sees me. I fill his heart up. You fill his heart up. When he thinks about you, he didn't, oh yeah, that's that person. His heart swells and his heart just thinks, wow. Because, you know, that time was so precious. And time spent with your children, even my grown-up children, is so precious. And so that is how God is seeing you this morning. He doesn't see you as a general preciousness. It's an individual preciousness to you. He's thinking about you and his heart is just, I love that person. I love them. And so that is at the heart of how we come. That knowing that level of intimacy and that level of love is how God wants us to come into his presence and as he wants us to pray. We used to go camping a lot because that's what we did. And I was just thinking this morning, I'm not equating myself to God, but I used to say to Rosie, you've got to wake me up in the night. You mustn't go to the loo on your own. I don't care. I did also say I might be really grumpy, but still wake me up. and she did. I told her over and over again, I don't want you going on your own. I might be grumpy. Please wake me up. And she always did, always woke me up. And she just knew that as my child, she could come. And she wouldn't be able to wake you up, would she? We went once. This has nothing to do with anything. But anyway, we went camping once, and you know, you know how you get disorientated sometimes when you go camping, and you go to the loo in the night, and then you look around, and there's like tents everywhere, and you're thinking, which one's ours? And we came out of the loo, and we were like, there's tents everywhere, and then we heard this noise coming from a tent over in the corner, and we just followed the noise. And we got back. You were leading us home. Anyway, it's nothing to do with anything. But just, you know, God just loves it when we come like that as a child. He just wants that level of just wanting us to be able to come. And we thought very quickly and briefly about this. It was important we grasped this and had greater revelation of it so that we can declare, hallowed be your name, that we can bring glory to him, because that's what we've been created for. And so, it's just that it doesn't matter what we already know, greater revelation is what God has for us, and greater experience of his love and his just sitting on his knee and just being cuddled by the Father, and just a freedom to come however you are feeling and whatever position you are in, that it doesn't matter. So that when we grasp that, it leads us to a position of praying with confidence and security. And I know you're faithful, God. I know you're good.
I know you're almighty. I know you're creator. So as I pray, I know that your all of this is at work as to bring about the answer. And so, it, as Eneka reminds us, we come because of Jesus. But we come. So we know it's because of Jesus. We know. But let's grasp it because of Jesus. Let's reach out for it because of Jesus. Let's ask for greater revelation because of Jesus. And so the next bit says, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Again, I'm quoting from the old-fashioned way I learnt it. If God's kingdom comes, it will change the world. If God's kingdoms come in your world, it will change your world. And our places of influence, if God comes where we are, in our family, to our neighbours, to our friends, to our work colleagues, to anyone that we come in contact with, the world will be changed. A kingdom is a place where, should be, where the values of the king are upheld, the rules of the king are upheld, and it's the place where the king reigns. And it's a place where his value system, his way of doing life, will be evident. Romans 14 says, for the kingdom of God is not a matter of rules about food and drink, but it is in the realm of the Holy Spirit, filled with righteousness, peace and joy, serving the anointed one by walking in these kingdom realities pleases God and earns the respect of others. So his kingdom come is bringing that peace, bringing that joy, bringing that work of the Holy Spirit into our earth. My earth, my little bit of school, my little bit of neighbourhood in Wormlow, my family, your kingdom come, your presence, your peace, your joy come into our world. And I can be confident that's going to come because I'm coming as a child who knows my good father, which is why we have to keep coming back and back and back to that relationship. Jesus is showing us that actually part of our praying, I think, is about crying out for his kingdom to come. It's crying out for his transforming power to be at work. It's crying out for his presence to be where we are. His heart is that we should grasp the enormity of God's kingdom at work. Our God is a great big God. Our God is a great big God. We can't stretch our arms wide enough, can we, to give ourselves a true picture of how great our God is. And he just wants us to know that as we pray, we bring his transforming power, his presence, to be at work in our earth collectively, in all these places that we've prayed about this morning, but our earth individually as well. We pray knowing that God loves us. We pray knowing God's at work. We pray know that he knows that the best for us. We pray knowing he's trustworthy. He's faithful. And sometimes when things are hard and there's a big situation, a mountain in front of us, we have to meditate on those truths and declare them. I find it quite helpful to declare them out loud, but that's me. I need to hear things as well as read them. You know that, God, I know you're faithful. I know I can trust you. It feels chaos to me, but you're a good God. I'm going to keep declaring that you're faithful. I'm going to keep declaring that you're good, that you're working for good in my life, that you're working for good in my children. And we just need to meditate and speak out those truths. It's not, this prayer is not, was never, I don't believe, intended to become a spiritual exercise or a prayer to recite day by day. I think there is some great power in that, if I'm honest. I work in a church school, and in every collective worship, which is what assemblies are now called, We say the Lord's Prayer. And I am greatly, really pleased that we say the Lord's Prayer every day. That we, and I obviously pray it with praying God's kingdom into that place. So I there is great value in the Lord's Prayer being said. However, that is not where it's supposed to stop. And we need to grasp the totality of what of Jesus's heart behind this prayer. It's supposed to be a heart's cry of a child crying out to his dad. You know, children just come, don't they? Especially when they're little, they don't. They just come, and then they're bigger. Yeah, tap you for more money. Anyway, besides the point, they just come when they're desperate. They just come. You know, we've had phone calls at 3 o'clock in the night. We've Andrew rushed up a couple of weeks ago to get our daughter at 9 o'clock at night to Reading. They just come. They don't come worrying about how they're going to be received. They just come because they do. And so we just, I'm not saying you shouldn't seek maturity as you become a Christian. However, you still need to have a child's heart, an approach to God as you come. That confidence of acceptance and that confidence of being heard and not worrying about how what you're praying is going to be answered. That side being of child is what we need to hang on to. And as he has taught us to pray, your kingdom come. He didn't say it because it sounded nice. He said it because he wanted us to hunger for and pray for his kingdom to come where we are. It's not something to just keep reciting. It is something to believe, because of our position, God will do it if we ask him. And so, you know, as a church, God is saying to us, cry to me, teach me to pray. It's so this influence and impact that he's hungry to bring, and for some reason chooses to bring through our prayers, comes into our areas of influence. And we have all been placed into different areas of influence. Wouldn't it be great if we were all in the same place all the time and therefore didn't have to deal with all the awkwardness and the relationships that, you know, trouble us out of here? But he didn't, because he wants us to influence the world and bring change. And so this is why we need to be able to grasp our relationship, to have confidence that as we say, your kingdom come, your will be done, that is what's going to happen. Because that's what he told us to do. He didn't tell us to do it just for the fun of it. He didn't tell us to do it just because it sounds good. He told us to do it because that's what he wanted to happen. Because that's what God's like. So God is fully committed to answering the prayer he's taught us to pray. Because that's what he does. You know, and it's your will be done. It's all tied up, isn't it? I mean, children, without knowing, take on the values of their parents. I teach in a primary school, and you can just look at some kids in your class and think, just like your mother. Or just like your parents. In fact, Rosie used to work at the Blind College in Hereford, and someone went up to her and said, are you Mrs. White's daughter? Something about what she looked like. It was a parent from school. She knew she was my daughter. But Rosie bless her. I used to hate it when my dad was a preacher, and he used to always use us as examples. And we used to always tell him off. And here we are. But Rosie, if she sat watching sport with us, which she now does because she took on the value of her father particularly, will now also shout at the telly when they're not playing well, taking on the value of the father. So the more we seek that intimacy as a child of the father, the more we take on his values and his will, it will just be who we are. Children don't say, I want to be like my dad, so I'm going to shout at the telly. It just comes, it's come from spending time and time and time in the presence. And so the more we spend time in his presence, the more we take on his will. And as we pray his kingdom come, the more we're going to see his power at work and his presence coming. You know, God loves us as we are, and he accepts us coming just as we are, but that actually isn't what he wants us to do and stay forever. And it doesn't matter how long you've been a Christian, how long you've been going to church, I'm telling you, he doesn't want you to stay the same as you are today. And so you're saying, your will be done in me, so that your glory is greater around. And so it's being confident, as he says, he's not being some bossy, overbearing father saying, you must do it this way. He's saying, I know he's a good dad. I know he's a good father to me. I know he wants the best for me. So as I get to know him more and I seek his will more, it's just going to be for good. It's just going to be for good. It's just so he can move me from one degree of glory to another. It's because he loves us. He wants us to say, your will be done. It's because he loves us. And so I keep going on about this, but just the more you think about it, we need to be confident of that relationship, because we need to be confident God is after good in your life. And as we're saying your will be done, if it's something, which quite often is, it's a bit of a challenge because he's trying to teach us something, or he wants us to stretch our faith a bit, it's not because he wants to be horrible. It's because this is going to do you good. This is going to do you good. And he is faithful. And he's going to look after you, and he's going to walk with you, because that's what he promises to do. God's heart for us is always to go further. It's always to know more. And so whatever we already know, he wants more. But it's not just about us. It's God so loved the world, and that includes you. So he does want you, his will to be done in your life and his kingdom to come in your life. But he wants it to be in the world and your world. You know, he gave Jesus because he loved the world so much. And it shows us that, you know, that it's the transforming power. We're saying, please come, your kingdom come, is not just about us. It's about reaching out into our spheres of influence. But then comes the cracker, doesn't it? Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I mean, that is wow, isn't it? If we get a little bit more of that, wow. Huge, 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 huge. So he's looking for our church to be changed, but he's looking for our worlds to be changed, his kingdom to come where we are. He wants us to bring his kingdom to earth as it's already happening in heaven. In the Passion Translation, it says, manifest your kingdom realm and cause your every purpose to be filled on earth just as it is fulfilled in heaven. Heaven is where God's throne is. Let's bring God's throne to our earth. Let's pray in God's throne into our earth. It's the place of the ultimate example of God's rule and reign. Let's pray your kingdom on earth, your heaven on earth, God's rule and reign into where we are. Why? Hallowed be your name. It's just, it's all tied together, isn't it? Grasp the relationship. Pray in his will, pray in his kingdom, his heaven on earth. Let's bring glory to God. That's it, as simple as I could really stop, can I? So he is in charge. He's sovereign in heaven. So we want to bring that in chargeness, his sovereignty, where we are. Heaven to earth, heaven to earth. And it's not about big words. We read last week about not babbling like in the just before it's Lord's Prayer in Matthew. It says, "And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think you will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them." So as you are, you know, good week, bad week, tell them. But let's say, "I still want your kingdom to come. This has been a really, hasn't, but it'd be a bad week for me. But, you know, Father, you are good. You are faithful. Your kingdom come in this situation. Your kingdom come in this place. Your goodness come into this place. I believe that you're a Father that loves me. I'm going to believe that your faithfulness is going to come. I believe you're going to bring heaven on earth in this situation because you love me." And I think it's almost saying, you know, sometimes we need to practice praying like that. Just, you know, declare truth because it's for you. You know, when we consider what heaven is like, dwelling with God, no pain, no sickness, no crying, no shame, full of his light, his wholeness, his joy, his peace, his love. God is desperate to release these things into our places and is wanting us to cry out for them. Look at him. Look at the promises in his words. Call on him. Say, "Lord, do it here. Do it here." God doesn't want us to be the same next week, this church, you. He doesn't want us to be the same next year. He wants us to crawl out. He will still love us. He will. We will still be able to worship him. But we'll be missing out on something that he's asking us to grab hold of. He's asking us to take him more at his word and say, "If you told us to pray this, then I will. I believe you're a good God. I believe you work. I believe you're faithful. I believe you want me to grasp more of this, of bringing your kingdom to this place, of bringing your heaven into my earth. I want to see your kingdom come in greater influence, greater joy, greater power, greater healing, greater light, greater peace, great into this world, into my world." You know, every situation we face needs us to run to Daddy and say, "Your kingdom come, your will be done in my earth as in heaven." It doesn't matter, it's not about manufacturing something, but we have the potential to bring heaven to earth. I mean, it's huge, but it's not, and it's not just me. You think, if I can do everything I do for God in my abilities, I'm missing out on something of seeing God's work and power in me. So it is going to be beyond who you are. That's the purpose. That's where it brings glory to him. That's how it honors him. That's how it says, "Hallowed be your name." So he's asking us to pray to bring heaven into our families, our workplaces. You know, he wants us to be ambitious. You know, I'm not a great adventurer. You know, I'm quite happy to be safe, if I'm perfectly honest. You know, I'm quite happy to work within my controls. You know, I can organise things pretty well, if I'm honest, but you know, that's not what God's asking of me. It's not what he's asking of you. He's wanting us to step out beyond our capabilities and say, "Come down." I don't, you know, it might even scare you a bit. But he's saying you need to go beyond what you can do and you need to pray heaven into your earth. So we need to be prepared afresh to go beyond who we are and venture into heavenly realms where he is able on the throne and may able to do beyond all we can ask and imagine. Our God is a great big God. Your God is a great big God. Not that I have already obtained all this or already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. So let's just be open to just grasp more. So I obviously told Andrew what I was going to preach, and it might be that you need time to process this, but I just really felt today that we should pray. We can talk about prayer, but actually this is about praying. It's saying teach us to pray. And so we just really felt that particularly for healing that we should pray. There's been a number of us that have really long-term sickness or have had something that is lingering, and we just really felt that we should pray about that today, but actually that it shouldn't be necessarily one or two people praying, but that you should all be praying, because you can say, I am God's child. Daddy, I'm coming to you, and I'm just asking you to bring healing to that person. Yeah? It's not a formula. He's asking us to step out and to pray beyond our own capabilities. I'm going to let Andrew organise.